U.S. Senator Gary Peters has secured federal funding for communications or communities in Michigan's Bay Region to support public safety and improve local facilities. Through bipartisan legislation, $850,000 was allocated to build a new public safety facility in the city of Bad Axe, enhancing emergency response capabilities for first responders. Additionally, $200,000 was provided to modernize a 46-year-old elevator at the Carroll Area District Library, making the library more accessible for area residents. And Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel joined 20 other attorneys general in urging the U.S. Department of Agriculture to correct errors in new SNAP eligibility guidance under the One Big Beautiful Bill of 2025. The coalition warns the USDA's guidance wrongly excludes lawful permanent residents, granted asylum, refugees, parolees, and humanitarian entrants from SNAP, contradicting federal law that makes these groups eligible once they obtain permanent residency. The guidance also misapplies the federal five-year waiting period by removing exemptions for these groups and incorrectly states the 120-day state transition period ended immediately, risking penalties for states. The attorneys general demand USDA clarify eligibility, accurately list exemptions, and respect the transition period, ensuring eligible families retain food benefits. This coalition includes attorneys general from California, New York, Illinois, and others. And animal shelters in mid-Michigan are handling an alarming increase in animal abandonment, including injured puppies and kittens left in unsafe conditions. Notable recent cases include two German Shepherds, Star and Ringo, discovered in a crate near Thread Lake, only one survived, requiring emergency surgery, while the other had to be euthanized due to severe injuries. The Humane Society of Genesee County has reported similar issues with extended efforts needed to recover abandoned animals. In Tuscola County, several kittens were left near Sheridan and Bull Roads, with one found dead from exposure and others still missing. PETA is offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to an arrest or conviction related to the kitten's abandonment, while Crime Stoppers has increased its reward to $3,000 for tips in a Genesee County German Shepherd case. Residents with information are encouraged to contact Tuscola County Animal Control or submit anonymous tips to Crime Stoppers by calling 517-483-7867. Or 517-483-STOP. Or you can go to their website and click on the link for Crime Stoppers to file a report. When we come back after this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll get to our national news.
Looking for one of the best ATVs on the planet? Then check out a Honda 4Trax Foreman at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton. The Foreman is built around a 518cc engine, offering more of the proven power you expect from a Honda ATV. The tough front and rear racks feature Honda's ProConnect system, so you can switch between accessories for work and play with no tools needed. Plus, there's an easy-to-use reverse system and a handy utility box for storage. So head to Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton and check out a Honda Foreman. You'll see how life is better on a Honda. For riders 16 years and older, Honda recommends that all ATV riders take a training course and read the owner's manual thoroughly.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, the National Transportation Safety Board, or NTSB, has launched a probe into near-miss between a Southwest Airlines jet and a medical helicopter near Cleveland, Ohio, after reports that the aircraft came uncomfortably close during operations. Investigators are reviewing radar data, cockpit readings, and air traffic control procedures to determine whether human error, communication lapses, or systemic issues contributed to the incident and how to prevent similar events in the future. In our international news, Iran released a Marshall Islands flagged oil tanker and its 21 crew members after detaining the vessel for months amid broader maritime and sanctions tensions. The move is seen as a possible gesture in ongoing indirect exchanges between Tehran and Western governments, though disputes over shipping, nuclear activities, and regional security remain unresolved.
Hello, this is Sheree Maurer. We are excited to announce Clothe the Child will be hosting our annual event on December the 2nd and December the 3rd, 2025. This year, we are reaching out to local nonprofits, churches, and schools to invite you to help us spread the word and support families in need throughout our community. For the first time, individuals and families who qualify will be able to choose their own clothing items from the generous donations we have received. The distribution will take place at Free Methodist Church, located at 165 Pigeon Road, Bed Axe, Michigan, across from Myers, on December the 2nd and December the 3rd. We kindly ask for your support in sharing this opportunity with the families you serve. If you know of anyone who will benefit, please encourage them to sign up using the forms that are available. Sign up is mandatory and must be received on or before deadline of Friday, February 21st, 2025. If you have any questions or would like to get involved further, you can ask and call Sheree Maurer, 989-315-1202. Thank you for your ongoing partnership and dedication to our community.
For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. That's Elkton Motorsports, east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.